You're welcome to the Niger Filmmaker, a podcast about Nigerian filmmakers, their films, and how we can build a diverse and functional industry. I'm your host, Selek Gott. On this episode, I'm going to talk about how Nollywood can go global. If you're a new listener, you're welcome and I hope you enjoy. So guys, you're welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is the season finale for season 4, the long-awaited season finale. And it also happens to be the 100th episode of the Niger Filmmaker. I would like to thank you guys for sticking with the Niger Filmmaker, for always coming back to listen and, you know, engaging with the interviews that we put out. For now, let's talk about how Nollywood can go global, and we'll have more reflections at the end of the podcast. So it's been an interesting journey for Nollywood. There's been a lot of milestones along the way, getting selected for major film festivals, being able to submit films in contention for the Oscars, and then the latest one, which is the first Nigerian film ever hitting the 1 billion naira mark. Even though Nollywood has some issues locally, I feel, you know, the next frontier is for Nollywood to export its films globally. Within the local market, there are still some things that we could work on. The first one is an honorable mention from most of the guests who have shared their thoughts on what can be improved, and that's the storytelling. The script is the number one blueprint from which the film is made, and producers need to dedicate more money and time to developing interesting and layered stories that, you know, production teams can work on. Most shaky stories can be traced back to, you know, the development phase and the circumstances surrounding it. Another reason can be attributed to the undue interference to the creative process from producers and executive producers. The writers of these films also have a responsibility to uphold. Whether you are self-taught or film school trained, it is important that you approach the craft methodically and, you know, allow enough time and resources to come up with the best work. The second thing we can do locally is to build the box office capacity. Distributors should do the necessary work of continually growing the outlets by which films are consumed. In recent years, it can be argued that, you know, the average number of admissions to Nigerian cinemas has declined. This should be a worrying trend, and I think distributors should work on reaching a very underserved market, which is the rural communities. If the cinema cineplex model doesn't work, I feel, you know, we can do proper research and see what will work for the rural areas and what price points will be beneficial to the industry. If these audiences continue to be neglected, they have no choice but to fill that void by turning to pirated content. It can be argued that movie tickets have surged disproportionately greater than inflation in recent times, leaving eager audiences confused about spikes in the prices of movie tickets. Also, with the growing popularity of streaming services, audiences are patient to wait 3 months for the same film that was shown in cinemas to come to streaming. And I think this is doing a disservice to the industry. Considering the whole value chain of distribution, we didn't invent the wheel, neither have we found a better alternative that works locally. I think we should really work on mainstreaming other revenue streams that producers can exploit. I think we need to work on some of the low-hanging fruits, which include, you know, making inroads to markets that are receptive of our content, which include the Caribbean, the rest of Africa, and India. The third thing we can work on is improved welfare for the cast and crew in terms of pay and working conditions. This needs to be made a priority. And when done properly, people working in the industry will be able to afford healthcare and other necessities. This will also give them opportunity to invest in skills acquisition and thrive. Right now, the power relies with producers that dictate the standards, but the presence of vibrant guilds looking out for their members and government watchdogs enforcing proper labor laws seem like the solution that will bring much needed balance to an often one-sided relationship. So now, in terms of Nollywood going global, here are some things that we need to consider. The first is investing in talent and infrastructure. This could be short and long-term plans to improve the craft of actors, directors, producers, and cinematographers, amongst others. Partnerships with film schools and conservatories can be a short-term fix for technical proficiency, while the curriculums for film schools can be upgraded. The second part will be to upgrade equipment and facilities for production and post-production to improve our efficiency in producing films. We could also consider offering world-class services in the value chain. For example, having a lot of qualified VFX artists that, you know, end up working on Western blockbusters. This will, you know, bring much needed jobs into the industry and also contribute to the Nigerian economy. At the end of the day, we need a lot of technically proficient crew members to pull from. The second thing is to work on original stories that reflect our culture, history, and values. This has the potential to capture global audiences. We can also support diverse genres that may appeal to these audiences. The third is to lobby government supports in form of grants, incentives, and subsidies that would support local filmmakers and reduce production costs. As part of government involvement, we can lobby for international co-production treaties to be signed that will improve the viability and competitiveness of Nigeria in the market of co-productions. After co-production treaties have been signed, producers can partner with production companies in other countries to split costs and leverage distribution networks, which will widen the potential market for Nigerian films. Participation and networking at international festivals and markets will also be beneficial. The next phase in going global is to focus on global distribution. This would include working with international sales agents in different territories to secure distribution for our films, or, you know, getting custom deals with streamers to ensure the wide release of films, not just in the sub-Saharan region. Additionally, our participation in Tier 1 festivals such as Cannes, Berlinale, Sundance, and Toronto can elevate a film's profile and provide much needed spotlight on the industry. There's a general snobbery that comes with being tagged as a Nigerian filmmaker due to our perceived lack of respect for the craft, which we need to work on changing that perception. We are generally very hardworking people, and, you know, when we put our mind to things, we come out successful. So I think a watchword for, you know, the whole industry will be excellence. You know, it's not about playing to be the local champion. We need to, you know, bring our A game. Another way we can, you know, go global with our films is to provide high quality subtitles and dubbing options that will make our films more accessible to non-native speakers. Finally, a continuous feedback loop from international audiences and research into preferences in different regions will inform better and well-positioned future projects in Nigeria. In conclusion, the filmmakers, government, stakeholders have to work closely to consolidate efforts that will lead to thriving filmmakers, a burgeoning industry, and the much needed global recognition. For the filmmakers, exercise patience in executing your projects, and we have to forge a way forward and be the solution. So now for some reflections on the journey to 100 episodes. Here are some important statistics. So the shortest episode was 4 minutes and the longest episode came in at 2 hours 20 minutes. We have had a staggering number of 26 directors. We have had 3 cinematographers, 3 collectives, 3 representatives from Nigerian guilds. We have had 3 audience members, a talent manager, 2 production designers, an editor, a critic, 2 members of Nollywood Press, an acting coach, 1 makeup person, 7 actors, 3 Nollywood startups, 2 first ADs, a lawyer, 2 educators, 1 branding specialist, a colorist, an animator, and a composer. As a Niger filmmaker, we always want to, you know, provide a balanced perspective on things and hope, you know, this spread has been valuable for you. Moving forward, let's get to know ourselves. I want to know your name and where you're listening from. I want to know what episodes you enjoyed and what has been the most impactful part of this podcast for you. Now, feel free to reach out in the DMs on our social media accounts at the Niger Film Pod. You can visit our website, thenigerfilmmaker.com, and explore. You can also subscribe to our newsletter before we actually launch it. You can donate to keep the podcast going, and you can find these links in the show notes. Every little amount that you donate will go a long way in, you know, keeping this podcast alive. We are open to sponsorships for the new season 5. And yeah, so our long lineup of guests, thank you for sharing your profound insights. We won't be here without you. See you on next season. Have a good one. And thanks for being an amazing family of listeners.